It's Pumpkin Seed Roasting Day at Eden Foods. It's a natural foods company based in Michigan. It sells things like rice, canned beans, and all kinds of packaged fruits and sauces. Michael Potter is the company's president. More than a decade ago, he came across some news reports out of Europe.
And I learned that all the can linings in the United States of America were lined with this lining that leaches bisphenol A into the foods in the cans.
That got him thinking and researching. Then he started badgering his can manufacturers.
We virtually begged them to provide us an alternative. We persisted in our hounding them, and eventually the Ball Canning Corporation said they'd make a can with an old lining that they'd used to make.
The lining's made from a plant resin instead of the epoxy resin with BPA. The thing was, it would cost Eden Foods 14% more. That's about 2 cents a can. But Michael Potter says he had to make the switch.
We're selling this to not only people that we don't know, to the market, we're feeding it to our kids and our grandchildren and ourselves. And we didn't want to eat bisphenol A.
But there was one problem. He couldn't make the switch for canned tomatoes. Tomatoes are acidic, and they can eat through the plant resin can lining. That could lead to bacteria or rust getting into the food.
And there is no alternative for high-acid foods other than the bisphenol A lining at this point. We are, and we have been, consistently urging, nudging, demanding a bisphenol A-free alternative. And we're optimistic that we'll end up with one.
But the metal can industry says those alternatives just don't exist right now. John Rost is with the North American Metal Packaging Alliance. He says the industry is trying to find new materials, but he says shoppers shouldn't worry about eating canned food.
The levels of BPA that are coming from epoxy can linings are exceedingly low. We're talking the low parts per billion, and that level has been deemed safe by the European Food Safety Authority, Health Canada, U.S. FDA.
That's true, but Health Canada has declared BPA toxic. It's making moves to limit its use. A number of independent scientists debate that there's any safe level of BPA. Maricel Maffini studies BPA at Tufts University School of Medicine. She says they've seen harmful effects on lab animals at the same very low levels of BPA that are leaching into our food from cans. She says that's because BPA acts like the hormone estrogen.
You just need a tiny little signal to trigger an effect. So I think it's unfair to say that there is a safe dose, because as scientists, we cannot say that yet. We have not found a dose that is low enough where we don't see effects.
She says babies and kids are the most at risk. She says BPA has caused lasting damage in lab animals when the animals were exposed to the chemical both before and after birth.
I think we should be concerned. I think we should limit our consumption of canned food, especially if you're pregnant or if you have babies.
It's possible that U.S. can makers will be forced to stop using BPA. Leaders in Congress have introduced bills that could soon ban BPA in all food and beverage containers. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.